From the author, when I first accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, other Christians told me I joined the army of God and was going to war. I did not understand this, as I just bubbled over with excitement and joy with my newfound life. I thought all the problems I and everyone else in the world had was just the way the world was. Not much any of us could do about them, except make ourselves happy with the attitude in which we approach them. I soon realized the two forces in the world, one for me and one against me, raging in my mind with choices deciding who would be the victor. We must approach the subject of the mind of Christ with the most balanced, humble, reverent, and scriptural position possible, as I believe we are going to be held accountable for all our words. The mind of Christ is the very core or center of God, who covers all space and time, who created all things from His spoken word. His plan and purpose is to have a family with the earth for Himself and His family to live on together. Every father's greatest desire is to see his children happy and blessed in every way possible and at any cost. How much more our Heavenly Father? He who gave His own blood to redeem us back to Himself is also giving us all the blessings we lost in the Garden of Eden. The subject of the mind of Christ has such depth, no man could ever comprehend it. Yet from His great infallible intelligence, He gives us through the Holy Scriptures more than enough to overcome all the wiles of the devil. Sadly, many feel that eternal life in the hereafter is the only gift God has given. Our God, who loves us so, shows us His will in 3 John 2, verse 1. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The natural always types the spiritual. Too many times we approach God backwards, wanting His blessings without giving Him the time to prosper our souls. When telling someone about Jesus, many times they claim they will give their heart to Him as soon as they get through whatever crisis they're going through. What is really needed to avoid further consequences is to give their heart first and trust Him for the supernatural remedy. He wants us to be happy with a peace that passes all understanding by having confidence in Him to lead, guide, and sustain us through this earthly life. We can only have this peace in an intimate relationship with the living Christ, giving us His divine revelation of the Scriptures and by never relying on our carnal interpretation of His Word. This gives us the absolute knowledge of who we are, who He is, and what His plan and purpose is for us. He created our mind and our heart, so who is better qualified to lead than the Master Creator? With this we walk accordingly. Revelation 4:11. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Through all our many battles, we can have confidence our capable and willing Commander-in-Chief has already won the war for us. He leads us to the ultimate victory.